Yo, this is the True Harmony, your Ishiyoshi Hopeful, and you're listening in to the official Ishiyoshi is Love radio show on J-Pop Hip Radio and the Ishiyoshi Hopeful audio log. Yeah, woo! This is True Harmony, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of the fucking hissing again, but yeah, I think I got a better setup this time than last week. I'm not so sure about that. Yo, but anyway, yo to all of you. Good evening. Well, to those in, like, the right time zones. But yeah, okay, so today is the 19th, yes, today's the 19th of November, is it? Yeah, 19th of November, year 2009, 9:30 here, GMT plus 8, yep, I think it's 10 p.m. in Japan, but it's not like that really matters. But anyway, yo, welcome to tonight's show, and well, I got some news, well, you know, my news this week, and I'll be reporting that in a bit. I'll also be talking about, well, how the Hangry and Angry album performed on, well, its first day of sales. Yeah, so what else is up? So yeah, I guess, well, yeah, tonight, beat day at work, so I don't know, yo. So yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, as usual, play Ishiyoshi tracks. Yeah, surprisingly our regulars are not on IRC today, but well, of course the show goes on. The Ishiyoshi happens because all the time, of course, non-stop. Yeah, because that's what we are all about here on JP Hip. So before we get to any more stuff, maybe, well, the biggest news of the day is that I got my Hangry and Angry Sadistic Dance album CD today from the mail. Woo! Woo! And of course, Sadistic Dance, so yeah. Yeah, what's that? I forgot, yeah. Well, the song of which this album was entitled, Sadistic Dance, let's have it. Sorry.
Dance, 遊ぶように。 Book dance, 屋敷を作る。
So that was Sadistic Dance by Hangry and Angry. Well, to further open the show, I guess. And well, yeah, I think that's the favorite song of Ishiyoshi from that album. And I'm not surprised. It's a pretty good song, actually. I really like it. it's a really catchy song. So I'll be talking about the sales later. A bit upsetting for some people. Yeah, but it's all cool because it's all Ishiyoshi to me, of course. So, well, surprisingly today, our shoutouts wouldn't be so long because, well, there aren't much people on today. I don't know why. I don't know what happened to all the people today. Are you people as tired as I am? But anyway, so yo, a big shout out to Masa and Daigong who are tuned in right now, yo. Yeah. And also to Zio 5 Ohio, Shrews Ishiyoshi Crew, and Kissy. Hi, Kissy. And of course, I also want to give a shout out to my entire band. I don't know if they're listening to. I don't know, because they told me they will be. But anyway, that doesn't really matter. So a shout out to Celine, Buan, Ia, Yue, and Ishtar. And of course, Chandra. Woo! La Luna for life. Woo! What else? Of course, I always forget. A great, big, awesome shout out to Ishiyoshi for just being the mad awesome people that they are. Yeah. Being mad awesome people that they are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, like, they're just so great. And actually, of all the elders, I think they made the biggest musical release of the year. And I'm not talking about any of those old HP shit that they had and like doing all the same old. Of course, what I'm talking about is the Hangry and Angry album, the full-length album that came out just yesterday in Japan and released all over the world. Isn't that mad awesome? I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more. I think it's just great that it's Ishiyoshi spearheading this whole UFO thing, expansion to the West. Isn't that great? I think it's great. Like, they're the first to really perform in the US and to make it to Europe, like all big and shit. I think it's real great. And also releasing something as big as this since the Elder Club graduation, earlier this year. So yeah, I mean, this is just a great way to end this year, like kind of telling us that we ain't going nowhere, yo. Yeah. So yeah, Ishiyoshi for life. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yo. And speaking about yeah, Ishiyoshi can handle us crazy ass fans. I don't think anyone else out there can do like the shit that they do. You know, it's just real mad awesome. Yeah. Elder Club. Oh, she's somewhere. You know what? Ishiyoshi is everywhere. They're like so everywhere that they'll be in Ayaya's DVD. And according to some research I made some weeks ago, yeah, or a month ago or so, they'll be there in bunny costumes. But that's a secret. Well, it's not really so much of a secret. I think everybody knows about it by now. So, it doesn't really matter. Oh, yeah. Just a note. You guys are listening to Two Mic True. So, yeah, I got two microphones capturing all the mad, crazy action here in the Monsters Under My Bed studio. Isn't this cool? This is just so cool. This is, like, fucking awesome. It's cool, and at the same time, it's fucking hot. Figuratively and literally, you know? It's fucking hot. Everything. But anyway, going back to that album that we were talking about earlier, we're going to talk about the sales of that. Oh, by the way, I might... I just want to give a shout-out to the people who are not on IRC but are online. our regulars. I don't know if they're tuned in right now or if they're having problems, but nonetheless, I just want to give a shout out to them because whether they're here or not, or here now or not, you know, they've always been part of the show. So to Sai and to Pops, I saw Pika log in on Skype earlier, so just mad shout outs to all of them. I also want to give a shout out to Chris because she's online. So yeah, I think that's fucking awesome too. I don't know where the hell Defty is, but you know, it's all cool. But just a shout out to everybody. I mean, a shout out to JP Hip, the mightiest nation in the whole wide world. Well, anyway, so that's that. Okay, so after all those intermissions and all those shout outs, I just want to go back to what I was talking about earlier, the sales of the mini album this week. I don't know if I can still open the page of discussion for that, but if you check out the Church of Charmy and the Hangry and Angry discussion thread, I think in the Oricon first day of sales, they ranked number 25. What the hell, Ishiyoshi people? What the hell, Ishiyoshi Wodas? How can we let this happen? Okay, fine. I'm part of this whole fiasco of not making too many sales. I bought only one CD and I thought that it would be enough. And really, well, sort of it is because I don't really have much dough. But, I mean, what happened to all the Wodas, man? I mean, this is the awesome crossover thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And where were you? Where were you, Woda people? Well, I'm not really, like, putting so much blame on you for this happening. I mean, the promotion was just, I don't know where it was. Small articles in the newspapers, yes. I don't know. I really don't know what happened. But, I mean, yeah. But then again, like, rankings are just rankings and numbers are just numbers. It doesn't really measure how awesome Ishiyoshi, it just measures how many people there are who see how awesome it is. Some people are blind. Yeah, that's one thing that I've been wondering about. I did read about a radio guesting thing, but I haven't seen any schedules for TV appearances, so I don't know. Yeah, I bought my CD from CD Japan, so it would count in the Oricon. But one CD is one CD, you know? So, yeah. Yeah. Seriously, man. What? What do you mean I sound different? Is this, like, man. The buzzing is really driving me crazy. See? Do I sound more normal now? Do I sound a wee bit more normal now? Huh? Well, anyway, I'm sorry. So yeah, I'm still like playing a lot. But yes, I might sound a bit different because I'm using mic and I have like played with all the shit. Like, see, all the hissing shit. I'm really trying to turn the whole fucking thing off and just make the microphone a fucking microphone. Well, anyway, yeah, actually that has been a concern with me, like the J-Rock fans, because you know, like some, like the rock people, sometimes the metal people have this thing against like quote unquote posers. And I don't know about Japanese rock, but like a thing that has always been a problem among many musicians is that it takes a lot to be taken seriously by, like, the quote-unquote hardcore fans. I mean, a lot of people will always associate Ishiyoshi with Haro Projecto, Morning Gumusume. So, yeah, I mean, considering also the fact that it's pretty much still similar to what they used to do. The image is just different. And, like, we have... Like, even us English-speaking people, all the people who don't live in Japan, have, like, arguments regarding the authenticity of this. And a lot of, and believe me, a lot of rock people try to question how authentic something is. And, well, that's like, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg kind of thing. Because, you know, how can you say that something is not authentic, right? But yeah, uh-huh. That's true. Well, of course, myself being part of an all-female symphonic progressive rock metal band, you know, we've always experienced some sort of, like, you know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Guys can do whatever the fuck they want on stage, but girls, they shouldn't. And when we fulfill that expectation, they think that we're... Just when you are being authentic, they claim that you're something else. So, you know, it's really like a, you know, there's no victory in that battle. But that doesn't really matter so much. So, yeah, I'm just going to be talking and talking and talking and talking tonight about this. Well, not really just about this. But, yeah, the schedules for the 2010 Japan circuit came out. I think January 30, they'll be in Tokyo. I forgot which bar, and it doesn't really concern me so much. In February, word, that's true. It would be hard to accept them if they tried to be rappers. I mean, they'd always be, you know, Haro Projecto. But, yeah, just to appreciate the music, and, well, I don't know. I don't know if people can really be like that. Well, anyway, going back to what I was saying, 2010 circuit, I am aiming to be in the Osaka and Nagoya legs of the tour. Yeah, I might be spending... Oh, yeah! Oh, my God! A shout-out to Odango. Yeah. Because she's on Skype, and if she's online, she might be tuned in. So I'll just give her a shout out. So if you can make it to the Nagoya thing, Oda, please tell me. I want to say hi. But yeah, I'm planning to be in the Osaka thing and also in the Nagoya thing. And I'll be in Tokyo for a couple more days. That's true. Okay. So, yeah. I hope to be there. I'm hoping that we can hook up with some of the Japanese friends JP Hip and Hitomi Heaven have made. But I can't be too sure. So, but I'm just hoping, yo. We need all the mad connects that we have. Anyway, going back to this discussion that I'm having with Masa and Daigo. Yeah, I'll be filing my papers probably... last week of November or first week of December. Yeah. Okay, going back to something here I just read. That's true. Not all Japanese Rika, Yoshi, and Ishiyoshi fans support Hungry and Angry. Some people support Hungry and Angry simply because of them. Some people just because of the music and, you know, despite them. Yeah, despite them. But here, I mean, seriously. That's true. Even among our own ranks, I guess, some people have always mentioned some reservations about the image, image and, like, the fan service and the music and the fashion and the fuck. Future. Fashion. Fuck. About Hungry and Angry, yo. So yeah, I mean, word. Yeah, I wanna meet, of course, everyone who you guys have met. I don't think I'll survive without them. But I'll also be tagging along. I hope to be tagging along. One of my really good friends from school. I the hairstyles for Kill Me Kiss Me was really disturbing. the really spiky ones, the ones that were made by this Korean hairstylist, those were just wrong. So, you know, so those, that, I mean, people have always been associating them with that hair. Hangirl Angry is this spiky, greasy looking, inorganic hair. Why? But I think that that's being too static. I mean, they're not using those hairstyles in, like, live performances. I mean, since that pictorial, they have never worn that hairstyle again. I don't know, man. Seriously. Why keep on, like, you know, blabbering about something that isn't there anymore? Why remind yourself of something that isn't very positive, right? Okay. So, yeah, maybe while Masa is gone, I'll be playing a song. I'll be playing a song while Masa is gone so that, well, he won't miss so much. If he still isn't back by the time the song finishes, we'll talk about him. Just kidding. But, yeah. Okay, so maybe I'm choosing what song to play. Maybe let's go. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, let's have this.
ずっと君を「こんなにも愛してるから」
just heard Doubt by Hangry and Angry, my personal favorite song from the new album Sadistic Dance right here on the official Ishiyoshi's Love Radio Show on JPF Radio and the Ishiyoshi Hopeful Audio. Oh, by the way, I'm really, really, really sorry to Saikami. I wasn't able to upload my episode from last week. I had a really, like, shitty weekend. And, God, why me kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm hopeful. I am hopeful, being the Ishiyoshi hopeful. I am hopeful that I'll be uploading 2 episodes this week. Because, God, why? Why me? Well, today, actually, a personal update on my own life. We had an exam at work. And it was probably one of the most difficult exams I've ever had to do. I even studied for this one. I hate it when I study for an exam. Because usually when I study for an exam, the exam turns out to be difficult. When I don't study, it's all cool and I'm okay. I usually, you know, top the exam. But, like, screw this. I mean, that was just so horrible. Horrible! Anyway, I mean, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with the world nowadays. But anyway. Okay, going back to, what am I gonna go back to? I don't even know what I was talking about earlier. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even remember. Can y'all hear me? It had questions I would never think of. Really. Like, I was like, people actually think of these questions? So, I don't know. Seriously. Sometimes I wonder, do I even use this? I think I do, but I don't remember. Those kinds of things. I don't know. Oh, yeah, hairstyles, yeah. I think the last album promotion picture hairstyle was pretty cool. I mean, Rika's long hair thing is cool. I love it. Even the short hair. I mean, at first I didn't really like it, but after the promotional video, it looked cool, like in motion. It was pretty cool. So, I don't know. The people who stick to that old image are just people who are stubborn and trying to rationalize why they don't like Hangry and Angry. You know, if you don't like it, then just say so. You don't have to make all sorts of excuses. I will understand. You know, you just don't like it. You know, simple as that. So yeah, so that's just all. That's just my piece. Yeah. Okay, so maybe it's this time of the show. I miss that time when music was everything I did. Nowadays, it's all English. It's not that I don't love English. I mean, I write and I DJ all in English, but, I mean, you know, like, when you analyze something so hard, like, it loses all meaning, and I don't know. Maybe I'm the only person who thinks that way. Yeah, but then again, I think so much about Ishiyoshi. I hope it never reaches that stage when I'm just so tired of it, and I don't want to talk about it, and I don't want to look at it anymore, because Ishiyoshi's just mad awesome, no? Well, and so is Hangry and Angry, because, well, technically, it's still sort of Ishiyoshi, so... tuned in. This is the official Ishiyoshi's Love Radio Show on JPF Radio and the Ishiyoshi Hopeful Audio Look. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like singing now, because, well, I have a lot of time, and I don't know what else to... Like, I can think while I'm playing music or something. But I just, you know, it's just not so me if I just play music on and on and on. You know? Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was a bit far from my microphone for a few minutes. Yeah. So I hope this is better now. Because, I don't know, today was an exhausting day. It exhausted me, like, to the brim. Like all my energy is up. But still, Ishiyoshi gives me the strength to carry on, because they're just too awesome that I can't not preach about them. You know, it's just... Gah! Oh, sorry. Tonight, instead of talking to the people on JP Hip, I'm talking to Masa and Daigo. So yeah, I mean, it's all cool. But anyway, I'm sorry. So yeah, that was what I was talking about. Some people can be just stubborn. They can make all sorts of excuses just not to look so... kind of disown, like, personal biases and just lack of interest. I mean, it's okay, you know. We'll forgive you, you know. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened to everybody. I mean, where the hell is Saikami and Pops and Charmy and Pico? Where's everybody? What the hell? But it's all cool. I mean, I think, yeah, this was a rather exhausting week. And I don't think it's just for me, but for everybody. So I hope you like. Yeah, here's Ishikawariga. Sato damai, sakura makai.
Get that was a great, great song. The national anthem of the Church of Charmy, and I guess the Hip Nation. Of course, this mighty, mighty nation is built on Rika's ass. Yeah. Yeah. There ain't no iBud or whatever butt out there that can change that, yo. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Oh, what was that? I forgot. Oh, screw. I forgot what I was gonna do. What the hell? I forget. Anyway, my memory is so bad. I can't believe it. Sometimes I wonder, like, is it my diet that makes me forgetful? Or is it really just me, you know, being all forgetful and stuff? Anyway, so, another thing that, well, we have maybe like 10 minutes left, and I still want to go on and 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 on with the show. But like, you know, it's all hot, and I have to turn my fan on sometime soon, because it's off right now, and I'm like sweating, like, whoa, I don't know, but yeah. So I guess we can enjoy some more songs before I like pass out or something. Before I turn off my microphone. So yeah, why don't we have this one of the other? Well, I guess this is what I personally would call the Ishiyoshi anthem, just cause I say so. Well, I hope that some of the folks will agree with me. Some do, given the reasoning that I actually offer. While some people try to still challenge the true. And I ain't gonna be, like, you know, blabbering on and on about that. But, yeah, here we are! Yo! oh, it's done, it's done. Oh my god, it's done. Well, anyway. Yeah.
It's our last 5 minutes, so I guess I'll be closing this Ishiyoshi show. Because, well, I want to. But I ain't getting off air just yet. I'll be playing a couple of the Luna songs in a bit.
But for now, yeah, I gotta end this.
Yeah. But of course, the Ishiyoshi and the love don't end the same time as the show. That love and the Ishiyoshi just go on and on and on. You know? Yeah. Because Ishiyoshi prevails.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, again, thank you.
Thank you to Masa and Daigong. Yeah, who tuned in. And, of course, Zai 5 Ohio, it true Ishiyoshi crew, Kissy. I don't know if Pops is tuned in or anything, but yeah, just a shout out to Pops, to Sai, to Pika, to Defty, to Chami, also to Yankee. Yeah, Ishiyoshi crew, yo. To, of course, Ishiyoshi themselves, fucking awesome job, you know. Don't pay attention to the fucking numbers. Because it doesn't say anything about how fucking awesome you are, you know. It just says how many, like, really, you know, great, appreciative people there are in the world. People who have taste, yo! And people who see the truth! Yeah, and people who can handle the truth, yeah. Sometimes people can see it, can see the truth, but they can't handle it. So, yeah! Woo! Also, shout out to Ode to Luluna, Celine Buan, Iya Yue, Ishtar, Chandra, everybody, to our moonager.
So, yeah, yeah,
we keep it real. Yeah. What else? So, yeah, just thanks also to all the Ishiyoshi brethren out there. B-Cubed, yo, Chibs. To Mickey the, Mickey IV, Mickey the fourth, I really don't know how to pronounce it, but yeah. Cool, yo. Coolin. Also to Chris, Wings, Say, and to also to Sato Say. Who else? Just everyone. Everyone who supports Rika, Yoshi, Ishiyoshi. Woo! What else? Of course, also again to Ishiyoshi. Just being mad fucking awesome. It's just fucking great, you know. Future! Fashion! Fuck!
That's what we're all about, yo. Yeah.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah. So,
yeah. This has been the True Harmony, your Ishiyoshi hopeful, and you've been listening in to the official Ishiyoshi's Love Radio Show on JP Hip Radio and the Ishiyoshi hopeful audio log, and I hope to be, well, seeing you guys. All of you! Next week, I'm sorry to Taz if I didn't do the challenge today. I just read the challenge like during the test show, and I couldn't search for whatever. So I'll be doing the challenge next week. Yeah, I guess. So again, yeah, thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you all keep it real, locked on JPHip Radio, and always check out JPHip.com for all the news and views on anything and everything. Yeah, we got a nook and cranny for everyone, whatever it is that might fit your palate, anything that you might like. Yeah, we got it, yo. Everything. If it's not there, put it in the fucking map. Okay, because that's allowed on JP Hip. Yeah, if you want to do a radio show, you can do that too if you want. Yeah. Okay, that's so much for Mad Pimpage. Yeah, we're ending it here, yo. We're ending it with where all this hangry and angry fiasco began. Kill me, kiss me. Okay. Let me tell you, I just wanna love your hands, spend some money.
Not sa pagtitiis, tanggalin mo na ang aking pagtangi. to stop the pain. Kiss of the fire that caused my desire. Slay my heart to stop the pain. Kiss of the fire that caused my desire. Slay my
peace now to stop the pain.
Kiss of the fire that caused my desire. Lay down and slumber again. Lay down and slumber.
Thank you.